A happy sigh from behind me made me jump.
Seriously, the cutest.
You think?
You guys come out here at dusk every night to wave to each other. Yes, I stand by my assessment. Absolutely adorable.
I took in my friend and the tray of baked goods she'd wisely brought with her. Doesn't feel cute, I'll tell you that.
I know, Allie. But you guys are the real deal, and that's more than most find. It makes me want the same for myself.
You want to settle on one man after all this time? Jackson's been trying to convince you for how long?
Maybe a decade. Just, it's nice to know someone has your back or is just there for you, no matter what. Before I saw you two together, I didn't believe it was possible.
This wasn't a small admission from my friend. She'd never struggled to rake the guys in. In fact, they flocked to her like children to a parade. But aside from her on-again, off-again routine with Jackson, I'd never seen her take relationships very seriously.
I get you. That's what I feel with Lan.
A security that I'd never known I wanted. Unconditional love. Not to say we hadn't had our ups and downs, but that was hopefully all behind us, aside from the opposite castle situation. I reached for what looked like apparel, a pastry delicacy named for its ability to make you eat far more of them than intended. Synth slapped my hand.
Bad?
Oh, did you just slap the queen of all fae?
Yes, I did. Got a problem with it?
It was the only thing in the last several weeks I didn't have a problem with.
What am I doing wrong? Do I need to close my eyes for this one too?
Synth always brought me her latest inventions for me to sample, often with unusual requests. After the Sealy head chef was rounded up as one of Rubizol's outcast spies in need of isolation, I'd given my friend the job. Those who'd complained promptly shut the hell up when she made Bruidar, a delicacy the Fae had not seen on Unimac in years.
I want to engage as many of the senses as possible.
Tray in one hand, she lifted her other hand and wiggled her fingers. A beautiful turquoise magic danced at her command, erupting into a mist-like rain that fell upon the perils like icing sugar.
Now.
I was almost as reverent as I carefully selected a magic-coated peril and took a bite. The magic wove through me, a smooth, warm wave that first relaxed my face and then eased the tightness in my shoulders and back. Languidness paved the way for the delicious, nutty sweetness that followed like a cool breeze after a storm. I savored the taste and the feeling as they slowly dissipated.
How did you do that?
Awesome, right?